Bend City Councilors and Deschutes County Commissioners have spent the past several years addressing the lack of affordable housing in Central Oregon. Housing Works recently received approval to purchase property and grant money for construction of a new 28-unit affordable housing complex in Northeast Bend. But where do Central Oregonians go right now who have been priced out of the current rental housing market? The growing population of working homeless is the focus of today's Take 5.
Because of the housing crunch that we're experiencing right now, normally we'll experience a dip in the summertime. That didn't happen this year.
Chris Cluard is the managing director of the Bethlehem Inn.
We have been averaging 90 residents a night for several months now, and that is completely outside my experience. We actually, for the first time, about 3.5 weeks ago, for the first time, we had to turn people away, men away, because we had no beds available. And the population fluctuates here all the time. You know, people are finding housing. They are moving. They are deciding maybe Bend isn't the place to go. Their brother finally was able to get a place, and they can move in with their brother. This has been going on for months and months now. And part of that is the tight rental market. It's bad here in Bend. It's bad in Redmond. Some of the other, if you're working in Bend, it doesn't, even if you can find an apartment and that's in Prineville, that's prohibitive as far as commuting expense goes. This is not like any other year. I have a parking problem for the first time ever in my history with the Bethlehem Inn here because the people, we have people here right now who have cars. They have cars, they have jobs. They don't have the ability to find housing.
Earlier this month, the Bethlehem Inn and the Shepherd's House issued pleas for donations. Kurt Flosky with the Shepherd's House says signs of an economic recovery have not spread to the homeless of Central Oregon.
Our numbers have stayed really up. We've not seen a drop in our numbers. We didn't see a drop in our numbers during the summer. We didn't see a drop, you know, in our food counts throughout the months.
Retired nurse Sally Leibarger, who is homeless, testified in front of the Bend City Council earlier this month.
I'm turning 78 this month, and I've lived in my car since April 5th. I was a nurse for 40 years. I've never smoked or done drugs. I live on $1,006 Social Security, and I receive $15 in food stamps. I have friends that have had just recently rent go up $200, another one $500. So they're not living in a structure anymore.
Leibarger and others have turned to Sarah Kelly, a homeless advocate working out of the Deschutes Public Library. Kelly says Leibarger's situation is not unique.
What I'm seeing in the last couple of years is that rental prices are skyrocketing. Landlords and owners are, I think, really taking advantage of the desirability of so many people that want to come and live in Bend, and there aren't enough housing options for those people. So they have this, you know, ability now to just keep putting their rents up, and they're getting the money they're after. So that works for the people that can afford it in some ways, but for folks that are working one or two, three jobs, making minimum wage, they still can't meet those rent prices.
Sarah Kelly and Chris Cluard both say they're seeing an unprecedented number of clients who have jobs they just can't make ends meet.
I have a number of people that are double or tripling up. They might be doing that. They might be camping together. I have a number of working people who are staying with a friend, staying on the couch. You know, the friend said, yeah, you can stay here for a month, but no longer. Things like that. So they're moving around. They're going to Bethlehem Inn. They're going to Shepherd's House.
Now, we've got people here, we've had them throughout the summer, who have jobs. They've got money coming in. They just don't have enough money to pay the rents that are available in Bend, or they can't find a rental in Bend. This is why this year is so different from any other year for us. We have many people here right now who really, for all intent and purposes, if there was a reasonable rental market in Bend, would not be staying with us.
Kelly says families who qualify, though, can get rental help.
Neighbor Impact has a phenomenal program that, when it has funding, provides year-long vouchers of housing support to families. So when I can get families into that program, that's just huge.
At the Bethlehem Inn, Cluart says he's familiar with the voucher program.
We have people here right now who have vouchers to get into housing, but the vouchers just don't cover the way the rents have gone up so much.
Housing Works plans to purchase a vacant lot on Daggett Lane in Bend for that 28-unit affordable housing complex, but it's unclear how quickly it will be available to help those who are reaching out for assistance right now. For Take 5, I'm Heather Roberts on FM News 100 and 1110 KBND.